Mount Barker's 40th anniversary Christmas pageant will be returning after a two-year COVID-enforced break on Saturday, December 3. For those who want to get a float in the parade, now's the time to do it. President of the pageant, Phil Barnett, joins me to discuss. Hi, Phil.
Hi there, Jenny, how are you today?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And very exciting to be back for a 40th year, finally.
Yes, it is. After having two-year hiatus of COVID, a lot of hard work's going in to get the floats up and ready to go, and the work to get the people involved in it again.
Oh, fantastic. What's the plan this year?
The normal route starts at the festival showgrounds and then finishes at the end of Gawler Street on Walker Avenue. It'll start at 10:30 as usual. At this stage, the cut-off period is going to go out to the 14th of November now. A few people haven't got in yet, so we're hoping that they can get their registration in, because after 2 years, I think people sort of forgot about
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that'll be exciting to be a part of it again. It's all sorts of different floats that take part, isn't it?
Yes, there is. We've actually got 17 of our own floats. 16 of them will be going in this year. We've got a bit of work to do on them, but that's nearly done.
Oh.
And we've got our the community put in, the community groups and the businesses put in their own floats as well.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us more about this, the reasoning behind creating some of your own and how that's all gone.
I've been involved for nearly 25 years in the pageant, and we started very basic, and the people that started it off built some floats, and then they had them like modular, and we had to borrow trailers to put them on. And since that, we've progressed and we've gradually built new floats. And over the years, with the help of the government grants, we were basically through Work for the Dole, we had that going for about 8 years, and that was a good project. We'd get two new floats a year with the people. And a lot of people that worked in that with the Mount Barker Christmas pageant got full-time employment around the district.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was. Now, because unemployment's so low, that Work for the Dole, I don't think it even exists anymore. But that's no worries. But, yes, we had a person that run it. It was a very creative person. Get a picture and he built a float, basically. And we did upgrade Santa's float in that one in that period of time, and that's probably really looking a really good looking float. And the last new one was the stocking.
A stocking.
So that was done just before new one just before COVID.
Do you have any tips for people who want to create a float and maybe they're not too sure about materials or ideas? Any thoughts?
Well, we've got dimensions on our website to tell you what the maximum length and width you can use, but we use a lot of ply, structural ply and MDF and paint and stuff. A bit of fiberglass has been in some of them, but yeah, if you're pretty cluey with your hands and you're a service group, it's not too hard to make one. Hardest part's probably getting the base to put it on. Just another thing while I've got you on.
Yeah.
On our website, we've got our costume try-ons, which will start on the 21st of the 11th at the Park and Ride on Dumas Street. There's a shed at the back there where all our costumes are.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody in the community of Mount Barker or districts around that want to become part of the pageant, become a clown, become a fairy, or become Snow White or whatever. We've got all these costume try-ons, and they are on our website, but they're on the Monday, the 21st of November at 3:15 to 4:30, Tuesday the 22nd, and Wednesday the 23rd. That's to fit in with school time, so they can come straight across up there and try their try-ons.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then on the Saturday the 26th between 9 and 10.
So what have you got? Fairies? What else have you got?
Oh, we've got clowns, we've got pirates, we've got Snow White and the bakers, train drivers, firemen, little firemen, got a little Santa's fire service. If they look on the website, they can have a look at what floats we got. We've got thousands of costumes up there to choose from, so...
Great.
If you want to be part of it, that's all they got to do.
Whatever floats your boat or boats your float.
I like that one.
Yeah. And 14th of November is the cutoff for having, I think each business can have up to one float, right? And you've got to get
correct.
On the website and get in touch.
Yep. With our secretary. Our major sponsor for this year, which I would like to thank, is Mount Barker Central, which is very helpful because it does cost a fair bit of money to put the pageant on. And we rely on all what sponsorship and donations to get into the pageant to run it. So
yeah, great.
So Mount Barker Central come on board this year, and I'd like to thank them very much for it. And just a reminder, the start time is 10:30. If you are in the pageant, want to be in the pageant, you've got to be there by 9 o'clock. So get yourself set up, because the face painting and all that's happening at that time too before they get into the pageant.
Beauty. I hope it goes really well. It sounds very exciting, and I'm
As long as I don't know what the weather. We just want nice day, no rain, too hot.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That'd be great.
Yeah. We'll keep people in the loop if you've got any updates in the lead up to the 3rd of December. But all the best for the Mount Barker 40th Anniversary Christmas Pageant, Phil Barnett.
Thank you very much for your time, and that's very much appreciated. We've got a bit of radio time for it. Thank you.